Again, the diagram shows the same result. Since the willingness to pay of any of the consumers has not changed, it should be clear that the area representing consumer surplus is now smaller than before. Consumer surplus is smaller since there are less people willing to rent an apartment at a price of $775 compared to $700. Any consumer surplus that was gained by those consumers is lost as those renters, consumers, exit the market. In the diagram, this is equivalent to the loss of Area B, which was the consumer surplus gained by Roger when the price was $700.